Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women. So glad to be here on this nice, beautiful, sunny day in Seattle. I want to start off first by just announcing our annual Woman of Wisdom fundraiser. We do a Sacred Pampering Day for women every year. It's going to be June 4th, and right now we're calling for the pamperers. Healing practitioners of any tradition is welcome, body workers, intuitive readers. You can find out about it at our website, thewowconference.org, and there's information and an application form to be part of this fundraiser and share your gifts with our community in the Seattle area. So today I'm talking again with Normandy Ellis. She was here last week, but we're going to have Nikki Scully with us too. She wasn't able to be with us last week. So we're continuing this discussion on their book, The Union of Isis and Thoth, Magic and Initiatory Practices of Ancient Egypt. Now, Nikki is an author, healer in the shamanic arts, and teacher of the Egyptian mysteries. She's now a lineage holder in the Hermetic tradition of Thoth, her teacher and mentor. With Thoth, she developed alchemical healing, a comprehensive healing form that's practiced by thousands of practitioners internationally. In the late 80s, Nikki founded Shamanic Journeys, and she conducts workshops, retreats, and spiritual pilgrimages to Egypt and other sacred sites. She has lots of books to check out, several on the Egyptian mysteries. She also has planetary healing, alchemical healing, power animal meditations, and those are just abbreviated titles, but that will give you an idea of her range of books that she writes about. Also, many CD programs about becoming an oracle, connecting with the divine source for information and healing, awakening the cobra, etc. So there's also many free podcasts and articles and interviews at her website, which is www.shamanicjourneys.com. And then Normandy, who you were able to listen to last week, is a spiritualist minister and certified medium missionary through the Indiana Association of Spiritualists. She teaches in the metaphysical school at Camp Chesterfield, Indiana. She's an internationally known teacher and author of 12 books, most notably the spiritual classic Awakening Osiris. And then other books also deal with the Egyptian mystical tradition are Dreams of Isis, Feasts of Light, and Imagining the World into Existence, a Manual of Ancient Egyptian Consciousness. Normandy is a writer, a very creative writer, award-winning fiction author. Her books include Sorrowful Mysteries and Other Stories, Going West, and Fresh Fleshed Sisters. Well, welcome, Nikki and Normandy.
Thank you.
Boy, combined, you two are like the experts in the Egyptian mysteries, I'd say. Well, I want to start with you, Nikki, because you weren't on the show last week. Let's have you share how you discovered the Egyptian mysteries for yourself and how that all got started. Nikki? Did we lose her? Normandy, are you there?
I'm here, yes.
Nikki may have got caught, she was on Skype. Okay. Well, Normandy, share a little bit about yourself. We're probably going to be getting Nikki back on.
Okay. Well, let's see. Nikki and I started doing Egyptian mysteries together maybe about 20 years ago, plus or minus a year or two. It started out with a cold call from Nikki, who called me on the telephone. She got my number from John West And she had been reading Awakening Osiris, which was sent to her by our mutual friend, Mitch Stargrove. And so she just simply called me, and it was as if we were sisters from the get-go. And we started planning to teach together, and it's been a really sweet sisterhood all the way through. So we've done 18 mystery schools together.
Oh, wow, that's great. Well, I see Nikki's that Nikki's back on. So Nikki, we lost you a bit. I was just asking you for you to share how you discovered the Egyptian mysteries, because you go back even before that, before you met Normandy.
yeah, I did have a rather unusual introduction. In 1978, I was part of the Grateful Dead's entourage when they played three full moon nights with a total lunar eclipse and right around the autumnal equinox. And it wasn't for decades that I realized that that was, for me, my coming home party. But it was such an enchanting experience that I was back 3 weeks later, four times in 78 and 79, and then I realized that if I was going to discover the source of the magic I felt there, that I would need to study and achieve the commitments I made when I was there to become a healer before I'd be ready to go back. And so I studied and began making relationships with the various Netaru, the members of the Pantheon, and took my first group in 1989, and I've led 60 groups, seven of them with Normandy.
Wow, 60 groups, that's quite amazing. Well, and I know and Normandy said you've been doing, the Egyptian Mystery School is on your land in Oregon, and you have done 18 of those.
Right.
So tell us a little bit what happens, what people get out of attending an Egyptian Mystery School.
Well, it was very interesting as we look back over the decades and see the flow, because the actual first mystery school happened in San Francisco, and we went down to the ocean and did ceremony and committed to do this work. And so the commitment was the first part. And then the following year, just before mystery school was going to happen, I received a phone call from a friend who is a seer, who also had studied ancient Egyptian magic. And she laid out a series of instructions that I was to do during the full moon solstice that was happening the week before our mystery school. And that's when the magnitude of what we were getting into became apparent, because in that ceremony, I quite literally and physically gave birth to the guardians of the temple, into the stones that we had been instructed to set down by the pond, which was to become the entrance to the Holy of Holies. And it was one of those experiences that you can't ask for. It just happens. I think the first time I ever spoke of it actually was at a Women of Wisdom. I finally got the courage to speak of it one year when Normandy and I were teaching together there, and it turned out that three women in the class had similar experiences. And I realized these things happen to people, and they don't even know that they're being initiated. They don't know what's happening to them. And this time we were able to figure it out, because then we got instructions for how to teach the people in our mystery school how to consecrate the seed stones for the pillars of the guardians leading down to the Holy of Holies. So just like you're going into a temple in Egypt, you pass through these various chapels and that are dedicated to different deities. And so we were taught how, and our first mystery school, we taught our students how to consecrate those seed stones and magically build those guardians without them having to come through somebody's body.
Mm-hmm. Well, so just maybe Normandy can answer this. I'm just wondering why this is relevant today, you know, to explore the ancient knowledge of Egypt.
Well, I think that I like to tell people that these mysteries have been in the Egyptian sands in that crystalline structure for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. And it's just like a memory cell, like the way you have a crystal in your cell phone or up in a satellite. It's holding this memory of a time and a place in which the whole world at that time was a godded world. That is, that it was all divine, the plants, the animals, the water, the air, the light, you know. And we looked at the natural world as if it were divine, and we saw it that way as if for the first time. I think in this culture that we live in now, we have forgotten how important the environment is to our spiritual understanding and yearning. And all of those laws, you know, the law of attraction, the law of vibration, the law of oppositions, all of those are things that are reflected in the natural world itself. And when we forget to pay attention to just how photosynthesis works, we're not paying attention to the way light's transforming us. You know, and so I think that that's one of the reasons why the Egyptian mysteries are so important right now.
Okay, well, we have to take a short break right now. We're going to come back and talk more with Normandy and Nikki.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Hey everyone, meet my friends at the maca team. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is known worldwide for its huge array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team is here to bring you the best maca the Peruvian mountains has to offer. Yellow maca, used to promote endurance, vitality, fertility, hormone health, and much more is on sale now. I love it. Visit themacateam.com to order yours now. Themacateam.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Normandy Ellis and Nikki Scully about their new book, The Union of Isis and Thoth, Magic and Initiatory Practices of Ancient Egypt. Well, we were talking about the importance and relevance of this today. So, Nikki, you know, and the book focuses on Thoth and Isis. Why? What is their union about, and why is that important?
Thoth is probably the oldest of the Egyptian pantheon, according to Normandy, and she can read those hieroglyphs. So she's my main teacher for the historical parts of it. But I've been carrying this lineage of Thoth for quite a long time. I received it through transmission from a teacher in the early 80s. And it was when I was giving transmission to Normandy into the lineage of Thoth that it was apparent that that in itself was a union between Isis and Thoth, because Normandy has been closely connected with Isis since she was a small child and called her God's wife and the Ice Queen because she didn't understand the word Isis. And anyway, in that transmission, when it happened, we knew there was a hieroskamos, there was a sacred marriage happening between us. But of course, we had no understanding of what that meant under these circumstances. And it took a couple of decades of mystery school before we realized that we had been growing our offspring that was conceived during that transmission with every class, retreat, and trip to Egypt until we had so much that it was a matter of paring it down and figuring out what was the most relevant things that we could teach people today that would be useful. Normandy, would you like to add to that?
No, I think that's pretty beautiful. Yeah, I think that that moment at the farm, I cast a horoscope for that day, and I realized that it really was like casting a horoscope for a marriage, and that where Thoth understood the mysteries from where they came from, the Big Bang blown through and onto our planet, Isis was working to cultivate civilization and, you know, the heart of our consciousness from the ground up. And the two of them met, you know, a triangle from above met the triangle from below, and it became this sort of alchemical bond, I think, that really crystallized in the work that Nikki and I are doing now, but was always the work that they were doing in Egypt those thousands and thousands of years ago.
I mean, she was definitely one of his protege students, and one of the five siblings that were sent from the family of the Netaru to incarnate during the Zeptepi and bring that level of civilization and knowledge to the people of Egypt thousands and thousands of years ago.
Now, when you say Zeptepi, what's that?
That means the first time. And that's usually what they call, you know, you could think of it as the Big Bang is the first time, but every time the river flooded, it wiped everything out, and it was like pushing a reset button and starting all over again. And so it was as if the world had emerged from the floodwaters all over again each time at the beginning of the year.
And I know this connects to that, you know, we hear it a lot in other traditions of as above, so below, or vice versa. And that's that same connection with Thoth and Isis, above and below.
Right.
Well, Isis has her star form as well, in Sopdet or Sothis, as the the star Sirius. That's Isis in her star form. But she's
considered the civilizer of Egypt.
Because she preferred to be out with the people delivering babies and teaching weaving more than hanging out in the temples. That was more the job for her sister, the veiled Isis, Nephthys, the nebulous one, who is the flip side, the unseen, the high priestess. But Isis is no slouch as an alchemist or a healer. I mean, she learned from Thoth, and he taught her everything. And what he couldn't teach her, he taught her how to get for herself. And that's basically what he's been teaching us all these years, is how to deliver to our students what they can receive directly, in a way that they can receive it directly from source, so that there's no question as to its veracity because of how they experience the knowledge.
Yes, that's important, you know, that you're not just being instructed by a person, but it's you're getting the information yourself, and then it's believable. Exactly. When you get it yourself, you can believe it. Well, one of the things that you do in your book is some initiations, and so we've been talking about Thoth, and you've been you lead people in these meditations and initiations, and you there's one on the one's on the Personal Heart Temple called
the Adidam,
and then there's also the Caduceus initiation with the heart breath. Can you talk a little bit about that?
All of our initiations begin with the heart breath, because it's something I discovered when I was completing my alchemical healing book, and I realized that as a practice and as an invocation, it brought people into center. It put them in that nexus point between above and below. So they were right at that edge. And from that vantage point, it was like returning to first time. It was like being at the center of the universe. And the true wisdom comes from the heart. And so all of this work and the power of this work lies in that it's generated from the heart, from the intelligence of the heart. So we always start with the heart breath, and then we move into initiation like the Caduceus. And I'll just simply direct people, if they don't have alchemical healing or Union of Isis and Thoth, to go online to Shamanic Journeys, and it's there for free in the articles, because it's such an important initiation. But I think that what we wanted to concentrate on, when we got through the basics of introducing people to the temples and how to build the inner temple and how to dedicate it, is what they can do there. And we wanted to work with the three of the highest subtle bodies, the Ka, the Ba, and the Ak. The Ka being, do you want to describe the three bodies really quickly, Normandy?
Sure. The Ka is the ancestral spirit, or the animating principle. It's what connects you to your lineage, in other words. Your Ba is your personal soul record. It's your Akashic record, and it is not specific to one particular lifetime, but is accrued over lifetimes. The Ba is a hawk form, often, not always only a hawk, but it's some sort of falcon form with your face on it. And that's often something that you're seeing depicted in the tomb walls. Now, the Ka is simply two arms kind of at 90-degree angles, opening the chest up and reaching up toward the heaven in a gesture that really is often seen as spiritual prayer in many animistic traditions. The higher body, which we would think of kind of equivalent to the phoenix, is called the Ak bird. And it is that spark of light, that monad, God seed, whichever way you want to describe it, that returns to source after all of our personal history is rolled up and done with. And then
we've achieved becoming the fully realized human that is our
an awakened potential. One. Yeah.
And so we cover those three. And when we do the journey today, I think we're going to do the Ba journey so that everybody can be introduced to their soul, their individual soul that they carry throughout eternity by Isis, because it is awakened through the love of Isis. And that's what makes Isis so extraordinary, is she holds within her this incredible power of love that is so strong that when her husband was murdered, she was able to raise him from the dead sufficiently to conceive their son Horus. It's a very important part of the myth. And it leads into Christianity and virgin births, and you know it's what preceded what we now recognize as Christianity. But in its older form, it manifests from that incredible love that Isis had for her husband Osiris.
Well, that's, and I just want to, we're going to go on a break, but I want everybody to know that Nikki's going to lead us in this initiation meditation practice in the next segment. So stay tuned for that. We'll be right back.
Ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker? Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Have you ever tried to make lifestyle changes but had difficulty following through? Imagine what it would be like to get up each morning with energy, clarity, and motivation to tackle the day. If you want to get past limiting barriers that are preventing you from living your best life, join holistic health and wellness coach T. Carrie Mitchell each month on The Dr. Pat Show, or visit lifestyle120.com today and start to receive the personal attention you deserve.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Dana. So now we have a very special treat because Nikki and Normandy are going to lead us in a meditative initiation process that Nikki was just talking about, the Ba, I guess it is. And so, Nikki, I'm just going to hit, you've got the microphone for this segment. Take it away.
Okay. So if you happen to be driving and you want to participate, I would either pull over and park, so that you can not have to, you can put your whole attention to it. Otherwise, you can pick it up in the recording. I'm sure Chris will tell you how to do that. In the meanwhile, we always start with taking time to ground and center and focus on your heart. Find the eternal flame that lives within your heart center. And as you bring your heart flame into focus, feed it with love. Love is the fuel. And as you pour love on your heart flame, it grows and intensifies. And then you begin to add what we call the heart breath. And because of time constraints, I'm going to ask you to listen very carefully because you're going to learn it all at once. And that means that you will be simultaneously drawing your inhale up from the heart of the earth at the same time as you draw it down from the heart of the cosmos, up through your spine, down through your crown, inhaling the power of the earth and the intelligence of the sky till it reaches your heart center and your heart fire, and you hold your breath while it mixes with the love that you're adding to it. And then when you exhale, every cell and molecule in your body awakens as your breath moves out in every direction through your body. And it'll take you a couple or three breaths to be able to get it down so that you can inhale the powers of earth and sky, hold it and mix it with your love, and then send it out again. And inhale, hold it, and send it out. And on the next breath, when you send it out again, you're going to suddenly feel your heart fire as it connects with mine and Chris's and Normandy's and every other person around the world who's listening to this call. And when we become united by our conjoined heart flames, it creates this glow that acts like a beacon that says to the spirit world, hey, we're working now, come join us, come support us. And you'll begin to feel as the ascended masters, the Egyptian pantheon and other pantheons, the angelic host, galactic councils, totem allies, all begin to join and enlarge our circle. And now's the time to invite those of your personal allies that you wish to have witness your initiation as you meet your soul. So just take a moment and honor the beings that join us. And feel the enlargement of that light that we are radiating. Go back to your heart breath and offer the next heart breath to Thoth and to Isis. And And within the glow of your radiance, in the very center of that circle of light, there's like this opening or hole of darkness that begins to expand until you find yourself deep in the night, well before dawn, in a small boat, passing the island on which the temple of Isis is, and it's sort of looming out of the darkness to your left as you pass it. And then you swing, your boat swings around and pulls up to a wooden dock. And there's no sound except the sound of water lapping against the side of your boat. A robed guardian of the temple helps you out and guides you up the steps in the darkness where you're met by a priestess of Isis. As soon as you step on the paving stones and feel the warmth from the previous day, you can already begin to feel yourself in a sense of enfoldment as you enter the home of Isis. As you go along this long colonnade and this open courtyard, you come to the first pylon, and it kind of looms up out of the darkness, and a priestess is standing there and hands you a candle. And you walk through the first inner courtyard and then inside the temple, being joined by some of the temple cats that live there, as you find your way to the Holy of Holies. But before you enter the Holy of Holies, Normandy and I are there as priestesses, and one on each side, and as you pass us, one or the other of us will anoint your forehead and your heart with oil of rose and myrrh mixed together so that you're carrying that fragrance as you're offering to Isis as you enter and encircle the altar where the Naos used to be in her Holy of Holies. And you'll be amazed that we can all fit in this room. And you feel all the spirit guides and spirit beings joining us. And then once we're all in there, Normandy offers the invocation to Isis quickly.
Holy Isis, mother of us all, who formed us in her womb before the beginning of time, let us embody in every heartbeat your compassion, rejecting none in need of succor and rest. May we laugh in celebration. May we cry in consolation and celebrate all life. You feed those who hunger with your divine milk. You cradle the heads of those who need love. You wash the dust from the feet of weary travelers. You lay the weary to rest and refresh their souls. We offer unto you our hands to do your work, our hearts to express your longing, our tongues to speak, our throats to sing. We bring you the true and sacred adytum of our innermost being. Be with us, great goddess. Bless us with your sacred work.
Immediately, you feel her wings surround and embrace you. And you feel yourself reaching up to embrace her back as you acknowledge and connect with the interweaving, the support, and the protection that she offers to you. From this safety and awareness, you feel this incredible love coursing around the entire inner sanctum and coursing throughout your entire body. The love just grows and grows until you feel like you can't take in any more love. And yet it gets stronger and stronger. And suddenly, there's so much love that your heart bursts open and out flies the little hawk bird with your face. And it flutters around and faces you. And it's like looking in a mirror. You're looking at this bird wearing your face. And greet your soul. And then this is just an introduction, but your soul is going to take you for a quick journey to some place that you need to see that's relevant to your life, your family, community, or the entire planet. And so take the next moment to astral travel, merging with and in the body of your soul, which is not encumbered by walls or any obstacles, and takes you directly to where you need to go and see and do. Open all of your senses. Notice how much brighter and more keen your inner sensitivities are when you're looking through the eyes of your Ba at whatever it is that the Ba has chosen to show you, and learn from what you see what you can do to help make whatever situation this is better. As soon as you feel like you have the message, knowing that you can connect to your Ba at any time using your heart breath and return to this place, your Ba will fly you back. Into the Holy of Holies at the Temple of Isis at Philae. It's daylight now, and you can see that this entire group of us is there and all these spirit guides to help us. But your Ba once again looks you right in the eye and makes sure you have that eye connection and heart connection. And then it very gently returns into your heart and nestles comfortably by your heart flame. And you feel yourself ground and center, and it's as though the Holy of Holies of Isis's temple is superimposed on wherever you are listening to this journey, whether you're in the car or in your home, or hanging out with friends, and just allow yourself to ground and center and take the earth part of the heart breath. Just breathe in the earth and send your breath back down to the earth to ground and center yourself. And take a moment to thank Isis, thank your Ba, thank Thoth, and thank all the spirit beings who have supported, helped, and witnessed this journey, this rite of passage into knowing your own soul. Be sure you're well grounded and centered before you continue driving.
Okay, thank you, Nikki. We need to take a break now. We're going to come back and talk more with Normandy and Nikki.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
Discover the 8 things the elements of prosperity want you to know. Lynn Brown is hosting a life-transforming, soul-expanding evening on April 30th featuring guest speaker and radio host Dr. Pat Basile. Lynn was guided to make this a by-donation event for entrants, and all proceeds will be donated towards uplifting the homeless community. For more information and to get tickets, visit eventbrite.com. That's eventbrite.com and type Lynn Brown in the search.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. Well, I hope that you all got an excellent experience of Nikki and Normandy's meditation and taking you to Isis, the Temple of Isis, and finding your soul and working with the hawk and your breath and all that. That was great, Nikki. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Well, it's hard to do in such a short time, and I just want to let people know that you can listen to it again on this recording. Usually gets up on the website in a day or two. You can find it on my website, chrysalisleadership.com. There's a link there over on the right-hand side for the radio shows, plus also transformationradio.fm, I think is the website. I lose track of all these website names. But I want let's have you tell us about, give your contact information and websites, and also about your trips to Egypt that are coming up.
Okay. Well, Normandy just got back, and she's going again in a few weeks. Normandy, do you want to talk about that real quickly?
Oh, yeah. I'm going back April the 21st, there's still, I think, 2 or 3, maybe 4 spaces available if somebody wants to jump on real fast. We are focusing on how the hieroglyphs are a symbolic language, and we're going to be studying Egyptian through the dream time. I'm doing that with Indigo Ron Love. It's a 2-week trip, mostly on the Nile, in a beautiful Dahabeya, our own private boat. So it's a lovely experience. And then we're going again in end of November and into the 1st of December, Indigo, Ron Love, and I. And that trip is called Living Hotep. And it's really about making peace within and without, and really learning our community and ambassadorship roles. And so I think that's going to be a very deep and a very powerful trip. I am hoping that many people are not afraid of going to Egypt, because at this time, the people are lovely. They're so happy to see us there. They really need our support and our love. And it probably is the best time of any time to go, because you're temple views are unimpeded by stampedes of other tourists. So it's really a great time to go and see the mysteries and see the temples and the hieroglyphs. And you can find that at www.shamanicjourneys.com or my website, normandyellis.com.
And if you can't make it to Egypt, we are doing Mystery School in two parts in August, which you can also find out about on our websites, shamanicjourneys.com and normandyellis.com. And it's in two parts. The first one, we will be consecrating a new communal temple in Hillsboro, Oregon. And the second part will be at my home temple in Eugene for 5 days of the work from the book that we haven't done in Mystery School, and the new work that's waiting, clamoring to come in. And we're really excited about it.
Well, that's fascinating. You know, like, this is, it's always new information, isn't it? When you're working with the gods and goddesses and you're
always,
you know, downloading this information they're giving you. And so it's always, I imagine people come back year after year because
that's how it keeps going. Yeah, it's amazing. It's magic.
And yes, yes. And, you know, in that part of the country, in Oregon, there is a beautiful country, too, to experience it on your farm. Well, it was great to have you on the show today, and I hope people got value. I just want to say, like, in the book, all these initiations are written out, and you can do them yourself. You can learn how to do them. I think it would be great to read them and tape them, you know, so you can listen to yourself.
Or have circles. Meet with your friends and do it together. Create your own communal temple. Create your inner heart temples. And then do all the things that you can do once you've created yourself as a vessel for divinity. There's a lot that you can do with that.
Yeah, so much. Well, okay. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Chris. And be sure to check out their websites again, normandyellis.com, and that's Normandy with an I, E-L-L-I-S, and shamanicjourneys.com. And I highly recommend, I can't say I've gone on their trips, but I know they're great. They're fantastic presenters. They've been at Women of Wisdom several times. And I also want to remind you to check out our Sacred Pampering Day for Women, June 4th. If you are a healer, a psychic reader, body worker, want to share your gifts, it's our fundraiser. And it's a fun, fun day. Just you can either contact us at wow@womanofwisdom.org or go to www.thewowconference.org. There's information about Pampering Day and application forms there. And please check out my book. It's an Amazon bestseller from June 2009, I think it was, an award-winning book, Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. And it's a compilation of stories and art and poetry and some of the talks that great people have been providing us at Woman of Wisdom. And there's a chapter there that has Nikki in it with Brooke Medicine Eagle and one of their events. I forget what year that was, a long time ago. So all that's in the Woman of Wisdom book, and you can read about that at the womanofwisdom.org website. When you purchase from us, it does benefit Women of Wisdom. So we appreciate that. So I invite people to have a great weekend, and I will be back next Friday.
been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Stainis.